Parshas Mishpatim, of course, begins with a series of laws, mostly Bein Adam Lechavero, between man and his fellow man, Dini Mamonos, monetary law. There are some others in there as well, but that's clearly the focus of the Torah's first set of laws that are taught after the Aseres HaDibros. And the Ramban comments, the reason for that is coming up after the 10th of the Aseres HaDibros was Lo Sachmod. You shouldn't covet, you shouldn't desire that which isn't yours. And the Ramban has a brilliant insight and says, what's the key? What drives a person desiring something that really belongs to someone else and that he should want it for himself? So the Ramban says, if a person doesn't know monetary law, he will think, that's really mine. He took it in a non-justifiable way from me, but it's mine. And when a person thinks that someone else is holding on to something which really should be theirs, Yachmedehu v'yikachehu la'atzmo, that leads him to that sense of jealousy. He covets it and he'll take it because that at the core, he really believes it's his. And therefore, the Torah says, Eile ha-mishpatim asher tasim lifnehem. Put it before them. Yanhigu osam b'nehem. Make it clear to all of them. Teach it to them. V'lo yachmedu ma-she'enu shelahem. Then a person won't desire what's not it. He knows it's not mine. And that insight is such a brilliant one that takes us through so many aspects in life. When a person looks at what someone else has and thinks, really that should be mine. Really, I could or should be doing that, or I should have that. That's where that tremendous sense of jealousy comes in. And therefore, the Torah teaches us monetary law right away. It's not yours. And it's by right, it's his. And that allows us to deal with that in a more appropriate way. And it's in the specifics, the Ramban then adds one other point on the Mishpatim, on the laws, Asher Tasim Lifnehem, you have to place it before them. He mentions that this is the prohibition of going to a non-Jewish court to settle monetary law. You're not allowed to go to the Arkos, to the courts of the non-Jews. You must stay within a Beis Din in order to settle monetary law. The specific first law is, of course, Eved Ivri, the Jewish slave who works for 6 years and then goes free. Why is that the first out of all of these important monetary laws that are taught? Why do we start there? So the Ramban says this particular law is a very special one. And that is because it has elements that remind us both of Yetzias Mitzrayim and of Shabbos Bereshis. And that is, he says, the idea that we send free the Eved after 6 years. The sending him free is, as the Pasuk says, V'zacharto ki Eved ha'yizu b'eretz Mitzrayim. You have to remember you were once a slave in Mitzrayim, V'yiftecha Hashem Elokecha, and Hashem redeemed us. And therefore, he redeemed us, and as we send forth our Eved, after 6 years, we're reminded also we were once avodim and we were sent free by Hashem. Similarly, the idea that it's after 6 years and on the seventh, that of course is a zecher lema'aseh bereishis, in the same way that Hashem worked for 6 days and rested on the seventh, commands us to do so. We then have the Shemitah cycle, 6 years and then the seventh that we rest. All of this is included in the remez, the hint of this particular mitzvah of Shiluach Avodim. And therefore he says, HaMitzvah hazos ru'uyo lahaktimo. So it's a perfect mitzvah to begin with. She nichbedes ma'od. It's a very valued, special mitzvah. And it has romezes gedolim b'maseh bereishis. It has great hints of very powerful concepts within this mitzvah. This is above and beyond, of course, the whole idea that they were given this mitzvah of we were once slaves, to we could appreciate it more now than ever as we're leaving Mitzrayim, what it means to be a slave and to send forth those slaves into freedom. And that's why we particularly begin with that mitzvah as we begin Parshas Mishpatim.